This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I'll just play a little song that's a traditional church song. It's a hymn.
In 2001, we met Robert Randolph where it all began, playing his pedal steel guitar in the House of God Church in Orange, New Jersey. At the time, he was also setting rock clubs on fire with his musical pyrotechnics, influenced by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix.
You knew them.
On a new CD coming out Tuesday, short segs of old-timey music weave in and out of Robert Randolph's take on everyone from Prince to Bob Dylan and from John Lennon to Blind Willie Johnson. There are also original tunes that tie together Randolph's love of rock, blues, and gospel.
You know them bones, our bones don't keep jumping around. You know them bones, our bones don't keep jumping around. You know them bones.
We Walk This Road is the title of that new CD, and in front of a live audience here in NPR Studio 4A, we'd like to welcome Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Robert Randolph, it's first of all really good to see you again, and congratulations on all your success in the past 9 years. About the new album, though, it's produced by an old friend of Weekend Edition Sunday, T-Bone Burnett. He's the guy that was behind the, well, what hasn't he been behind? I mean, really, the CD by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. He won an Oscar this year for his theme to Crazy Heart. Tell us, how did he help you shape this project?
Well, T-Bone helped us shape this project by helping us find all these old gospel, old rock, old early blues tunes. And by him being such a musical historian, just talking to him and getting his overall knowledge of where the history of music started from, so we can have a starting point and to gain a lot of inspiration from. So that's what his real knowledge came into play in this project.
We're going to hear some of that music now, but before we do, introduce us to the Family Band.
We got Schmeens over here on guitar, back here in the drums, my cousin Marcus, back here on the organ, we got my buddy Brett here, back right of me, I got my little sister back here, she's recording and singing all over this record, and over here I got my other cousin Danielle. On the bass.
Yeah. Thus the Family Band. You're going to do a tune called Traveling Shoes for us?
We're going to do an old tune called Traveling Shoes. Actually, we used to sing this type of song in church, too. So T-Bone helped us figure out old sort of rock and roll church way mixed with all that good hot sauce in there.
Thank you.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band in Studio 4A. That's Traveling Shoes from the new CD, We Walk This Road. It's interesting for you going back and hearing some of this music. I don't know if everybody knows you were recently on screen in the film Who Do You Love? It was about the story of Chess Records, and you played the part of Bo Diddley. Did you know who Bo Diddley was before you got the part?
You know, of course. I mean, I knew who Bo Diddley was, and I had just never researched him like I had a chance to do in this film, Who Do You Love? And it was such a great, it was another opportunity to get back and dive in to see how special those guys were,
yeah.
You know, and for Bo, Eddie James and all,
sure.
You know, everybody just to see, you know, I mean, Clapton had told me, Clapton's like, you better play Bo Diddley great because he was the guy that we all listened to. That's where we got our stuff from. So,
Robert Randolph, I mean, when I met you in 2001, you were really just getting started, you know, young. And, you know, now you've been lifted up, had great success. Has it changed you, or how do you think success has changed you?
I don't think it's changed us at all. You know, we all still the same folks. We still go back home. Our parents yell at us and all that kind of stuff. Take out the trash, mow the lawns.
Yeah.
It's been good, though, to travel around the world and go on tour with so many different great artists, and now to have become friends with and appreciated by all of the big artists, Elton John, Eric Clapton, Santana, Dave Matthews Band,
So
forth, Leon Russell, who's also on this record, who came in, and Robbie Robertson, who sat in the studio a couple days. To be appreciated by all those pioneers tells us that we probably may go somewhere.
You may be doing something right, you think? Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
You're going to do a tune for us. It's called Don't Change.
This was a song that we had all listened to. It was a guy, Will Gray, who had come into the session to hang with us and write some wonderful tunes. And he had an acoustic demo of it. And we figured out that maybe we should grunge it up a little bit. Get Danielle's wonderful vocals on there. So this is Things Just Don't Change.
Thank you.
Change, played by Robert Randolph and the Family Band here in Studio 4A. You did change. You changed instruments for this one.
Yeah, I got on this cool Asher guitar. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
It does. It has
nice,
it's really deep.
Creamy and
yeah.
Deep.
Nice. But I can't neglect Danielle Morgan's vocals on that tune. We have to give him his props for that. Cool. Today's Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everybody out there.
Robert, we had the pleasure of meeting your own dad back in 2001 when we met, and he was a deacon at the House of God Church. He's still around, doing well, I hear.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, so what do you credit him for in terms of influence, musical and spiritually?
Spiritually and musically, I appreciate my father making us go to church when we were younger, to be rooted and grounded and know that no matter what you're going through in life, God is always there to see you through the trials, the tribulations, the hard times, and the good times. And I appreciate him for buying me my first lap steel guitar when I was 16 years old. So
yeah.
There you go.
But, you know, you get this tune that you're going to play, I Still Belong to Jesus. It's
yes.
almost like saying, look, I haven't really strayed too far,
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's what this song really speaks to a lot of people who may think they're a little lost, you know. And or sometimes people say, oh, whether you Christian or you this or you that, you know, all this kind of stuff. We all children of God, and that's where we still belong to Jesus at the end of the day.
All right. Before we hear the song, let me say thanks to all of you for coming in. Drummer Marcus Randolph, singer Lanisha Randolph, Danielle Morgan on bass, guitarist Adam Smirnoff, Brett Haas on keyboards, vocal and guitar. I've been watching you. And thank you very much, Robert Randolph.
Thank you. Someone else woke up today and saw it all in a brand new way. But I still had to turn my head, I still belong. Something saved me long ago.
doesn't make much sense. Still I know it's no coincidence. My life is changing, who's to say how the love will send my way when the night is long.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band performing in front of an audience in NPR Studio 4A. Their CD, We Walk This Road, comes out this Tuesday. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton and recorded by Neil Tivolt and Burke Hunn. You can hear full performances from our session at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Happy Father's Day, everyone. I'm Leanne Hansen.